wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is Consider His Word. Today, we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. Join Pastor Arlen Payne as he opens the Bible and helps us consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Well, it's Thanksgiving week. This broadcast is heard all over the country on different days, so it may be heard right before Thanksgiving or maybe even right after Thanksgiving. But it's near either way. And so we're going to take a break from our usual Bible study in Psalm 119. We've been doing that for several weeks now, and we're going to continue. But today I wanted to take some time and talk about Thanksgiving and look at what God's Word says. Remember, this is Consider His Word. So we're going to be looking at the Word of God to see what it says about Thanksgiving. Every year at Thanksgiving, one of the things I do is go back and remember the Thanksgivings we had growing up, and probably you do too, across the country. I grew up in the Midwest, and of course by this time it was beginning to get cold. Here in Florida, not so much. And what a great time we had. You know, the turkey in the oven pretty much every year. Our grandparents would come. My grandfather was a fiddle player, and he'd bring his fiddle, and we'd have music and laughing and joy and family all day long. What a great day it was. And I hope you have a great Thanksgiving this year as well, and that you're making memories for your children that they might remember as some great Thanksgivings in your home. You know, we had some great Thanksgiving growing up, but we had some pretty strange Thanksgivings too. When we first moved to Florida, we were working very hard. My wife and I both were teaching school full time. It was our first year teaching in a Christian school, and it was tough. And the days were long and the work was hard. And I tell you, by the time we got to Thanksgiving Day holiday, we were exhausted. And that day, I remember Thanksgiving morning, my wife didn't feel like cooking and I didn't feel like doing much, and I actually went down and found a grocery store that was open. There was only one in town that I remember, and I went in and I bought a couple of frozen turkey dinners. And that year we celebrated Thanksgiving with frozen turkey dinners. It was good. I certainly remember that day, and we still celebrated and were thankful for even those turkey dinners that we had that day. Every year there is a psalm that I like to look at, and I'd like to direct our attention to that psalm today. I think pretty much every year at some point in the Thanksgiving holiday, either on Thanksgiving Day often or sometimes during the week in my devotions and in my time with the Lord, I sit down for a few moments and I look at this psalm again. It's the first five verses of Psalm 105. I'm going to read it all, and then I want to go back through it, because I think here the Bible lays out for us kind of a pattern and what we ought to be thinking about and what we ought to be doing on Thanksgiving Day. I know that many go back and think about the history of Thanksgiving, and all those things are fine. And I want to encourage you maybe to take a few moments this year and sit down with Psalm 105 and work through it and think about it in terms of your own life and of your own Thanksgiving this year and your own Thanksgiving celebration in your home, with your family, maybe even in your church. Psalm 105, let's look at it. It's just the first five verses. The Bible says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in His strength. Seek His face evermore. Remember His marvelous works that He has done, His wonders, and the judgments of His mouth. This is certainly a psalm of thanksgiving. It begins with thanksgiving. He begins with saying, "O give thanks unto the Lord." There are many places in the scripture that speaks about coming to give thanks to the Lord, and certainly we ought to. Thanksgiving Day ought to be every day, thanking God for our life, for His provision, for His presence, for His blessings in our life every day, for His salvation that He's given to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And our thanksgiving ought to go to Him. You know, it's sad. I think when we see people around Thanksgiving and they don't know who to thank, they'll talk about thanking their family or thanking people in their life, but thanksgiving is about bringing our thanks to God. He says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord." I'm going to go through this passage of Scripture pretty quick today, so follow along. He says, so first of all, we ought to give thanks. That's a scriptural thing, that we give our thanks unto the Lord. Notice the second thing he says is to call upon His name. I think in our thanksgiving that we also ought to be spending some time in prayer. He says to call upon His name. It reminds me of God's promise in Jeremiah 33:3, where He says, "Call unto Me, and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that you know not of." He invites us to call upon Him. And so on Thanksgiving Day or around Thanksgiving Day, I know that this time gets so hectic, but take some time to spend with the Lord and just open your heart to Him and express to Him however you can how thankful you are for His blessings and His goodness in your life. But you see, we not only talk to God, where He says, call upon the Lord, but then He says, make known His deeds among the people. You know, sometimes we ought to brag on God. We call it giving testimonies, or perhaps testifying. And that's what He's talking about, to make known His deeds. Tell somebody about how God has blessed you. I know sometimes in some families around the Thanksgiving table, they take a few minutes to go around and everyone speaks about the things that they're thankful for, and that's a good thing. He says, make known His deeds. You know, when God blesses you, it's not something you keep a secret. I mean, think about the people that God healed and how they would leap and praise God and give God glory for the good things He had done for them, the miracle that He had brought into her life. He says, make known His deeds. Tell somebody about it. Tell somebody about how He saved you. Tell somebody about His blessing in your life. Tell somebody that you know Him and that you celebrate Him. So there's a testimony. In the second verse, very quickly, he says, sing unto Him. There ought to be singing in thanksgiving. And particularly, he said, sing the psalms. So these would be songs of praise. And whether you do it alone or along with the radio or maybe a CD or maybe something on your iPod, sing praises to the Lord. He loves to hear you sing to Him. He loves to hear your heart sing unto Him. Not just your voice, but to sing from your heart and to sing His praise. It's a scriptural thing. He said, sing unto Him. To talk ye again, he said, of all His wondrous works. And verse 3, he goes on and says, glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. I have to admit that I struggle in understanding what this scripture meant. What does it mean to glory in His holy name? So I did some research. And did you know that glory means to celebrate? To celebrate ye, he said, in His holy name. Yeah, celebration around Thanksgiving. Now, we celebrate today, and certainly our Thanksgiving dinners, our turkey dinners with all of the fixings, the mashed potatoes, the stuffing, that's my favorite, is the stuffing. I'm not talking about dressing, I'm talking about stuffing. There's a difference. That's my favorite. And the desserts, the pies, all of the things that goes with it. That's celebration. We celebrate when we eat. We celebrate in the singing. We celebrate in the testimonies. And he's encouraging us to celebrate, to rejoice, he said. We ought to be talking about what a great day it is and what great things God has done for us. And he said, celebrate in His name. It's all about Him. And we give him the glory. And we bring our praises and our thanksgiving to the Father. And then he turns to verse 4 and says, "Seek ye the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore." And our thanksgiving ought to be a time of seeking the Lord. As I mentioned before, many have perverted thanksgiving to being thankful to other people or being thankful for things, but not knowing whom to be thankful to. On Thanksgiving, we ought to seek the Lord and seek him out and thank him. You know, when there is someone that you want to say thank you to, when there is someone that you want to express your appreciation, you'll go and find them. And you'll seek them out wherever they are. You might seek them out in a letter or maybe an email, but in some way, you seek them out to express to them your thanks and to express to them how grateful you are. And so he tells us to seek the Lord and to seek his face evermore. And then the final thing in verse 5, he says, "Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth, his righteousness." Now, when he speaks about remember, you know, we've already talked about sharing, giving the testimonies and making known his deeds. Here, when he speaks of remembering, it's more in a sense of sitting down and counting your blessings and remembering in your own heart and in your own mind the things that God has done for you. To think about those things and to meditate about those things. And as we think about them and as we remember them, we are grateful. We humble ourselves before God and realize that without him, we could do nothing. Without him, we would be bound for hell. We would be trapped in our sin, enslaved to the world. He set us free. And so take time to give him thanks, to call on his name, to share what he's done in your life, to sing to him, to celebrate, to seek the Lord, and to remember him. I thank God for loving me and for saving me and for allowing me to serve him in my life. And I want to say to you, take the time and be thankful in this Thanksgiving season. Don't get caught up in the holidays. Just be thankful. Thanks for listening. Have a great Thanksgiving. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hopes you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thank you for listening today. Visit our website at www.considerhisword.org. Please pray for this ministry and join us next week when once again we open God's book and consider his word.
Consider his word.